the holdup. John McNamer grew up fast. As a boy, he came west over the Oregon Trail, and by the time he was 16 years old, he was a volunteer soldier fighting in the Indian Wars. After the natives were subdued, John drifted south to California and caught on driving a stagecoach on a Wells Fargo route between Redding and the mines. On October 24, 1875, John was making a run, hauling a strongbox and three passengers. He was driving a six-horse team across a twisting mountain trail when an armed masked man suddenly stepped from behind a tree. He pointed a rifle at John and ordered,
"Throw down the strongbox! This is a holdup!"
John reined the horses in and did exactly as he was instructed. He tossed the strongbox to the ground and said,
"You've got the money. Can I clear out?"
"Yeah, get going,"
growled the robber. John moved the horses ahead about a quarter mile and stopped. He set the brake, tied off the lines, and climbed down. Then he whispered to the passengers,
"Stay put and stay quiet,"
and started back towards the robber. There was the sharp crack of a rifle, and John figured the robber had blown the lock on the strongbox. He continued forward, slipping from tree to tree until he had a commanding view of the masked man bent over the open Wells Fargo strongbox, counting the cash. John called out,
"Hold it right there. I've got the drop on you. Stand up nice and slow. Get your hands over your head."
For his heroic action, Wells Fargo rewarded John with a gold pocket watch. But the local school fund was the real winner. The schools received the robber's pocket change, all $1,025 of it.